Sure he does.
All right. I'm going to formally call the Committee on Community Services together. We have Ms. Myers, Legislator Myers, Legislator Williams, Linden, and Legislator Burton, and myself, Chairman Alfreda Williams.
And I've called to order the meeting of the Legislation Committee, and we have a quorum in Legislator Burton, Burroughs, Myers, and Williams. So, the first item on the agenda is consideration of a proposed local law regarding calorie labeling legislation. And the reason for this being on the agenda is because we have calorie labeling legislation, and because of the provision that we put into our legislation that provided that it would be preempted when federal law regulating calorie labeling legislation was enacted, our law would be preempted. The federal government did enact such legislation, which meant that our law preempted itself. However, the federal government is not mandating any calorie labeling legislation yet, because it requires the FDA to initiate regulations. So the rather strange position we're in is we have fast food chains subject to the law with calorie labeling signs up. Now they don't have to have those signs up, but sometime in the future, not too distant future, they'll have to have the signs up anyway under federal law. So it doesn't make sense to us that there's this hiatus between our law becoming preempted and federal regulations going into effect that basically provide the same thing for calorie labeling and in fast food chains. We want to correct our law so that it does not preempt itself anymore. Did I get that right?
Perfect. Yeah.
Mr. Gleason, did we get that right?
Pretty much.
So moved.
So how are we doing this? Why don't you just explain, come up and just tell us how we are accomplishing this ledger domain, this feat of ledger domain.
May I add something?
So, sure.
I would like to, on the record, repeal my criticism of Starbucks. I had originally gotten a phone call and a frantic email from someone in a public health advocacy group who had noted that she had gone into her local Starbucks and it did not have the calorie counts up, which prompted me to start to get involved. As it turns out, Starbucks inadvertently sent out new pricing posters without the calorie. And most of the Starbucks sites caught it right away and didn't put them up. This one particular place did, and so it looked like they had taken down their calorie counts, but in essence they hadn't. And that has been resolved.
It would make sense for them to take them down and know they have to put them up
again.
So, what, Marty, just to confirm, all we're doing is reenacting our law without the preemption provision?
We're reenacting the federal law, I should say.
Right? Okay, so we're just copying the federal law.
What the federal law requires is that local laws cannot be enforced unless they are identical to the federal law.
And we had some differences.
Some differences.
Minor differences, but still, why take a chance?
Mm-hmm. Can you just go over those differences, if you would?
I think they had more to do with specificity than anything else. If you see the memo that the county attorney wrote with regard to the cover memo for this legislation, it goes into the fact that Local Law 13 of 2008 required that calorie count values be legible, posted conspicuously, and displayed in a color as or more prominent than the color in which the name of the menu item or price of the menu item are displayed. And it required that calorie count values be posted in a size and typeface at least as large as the name of the menu item or price. And the federal law just requires that it be clear and conspicuous. It doesn't go into it. Now, it's, as you mentioned, Mr. Chair, it's like the FDA will issue regulations which will go into specifics as to how the posting has to take place. But we would be probably unable to enforce our specific posting requirements at this time because they're not identical to the federal requirement.
Thank you.
Okay.
And number of food service establishments, wasn't that different also?
Foods, yeah, the federal law only applies to chains with 20 or more establishments. Local Law 13 applied to chains with 15 or more The federal law does not impact any way, in any manner, shape, or form, chain restaurants with 19 or less locations.
So that changes it for us.
So, yeah.
Does that affect any locations in Westchester County that we know of?
I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. That's
a question for
you. Well, I'll ask. Well, no, actually, that goes to health. I can ask this week at the Board of Health.
That's a good question.
But the point being, however, with regard to the Board of Health, they had been, since the signing of the federal legislation, the Department of Health had not been able to, had no right to enforce our legislation. They had discontinued enforcing ours. So that if they went into a place and noted that they did not have the calorie, they could not issue a...
That makes sense.
Whatever they issue.
A summons.
Summons. Okay. Now, once we pass this, they will be able to once again.
But have they had any violations?
They have had about three or four.
So I wonder if they were within this 15 to
no, 20. They were prior. No, they were, two of them were au bon pain and at the medical center. And I forget where the other two were, but they were big groups.
In Subway.
Subway, yeah.
One of them was at Playland.
And one's at Playland. Mm-hmm. Burger King, I think.
Is
Burger King at Playland?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Burger King at Playland. So three were on county property. Well, no, medical center's not county.
Mr. Williams?
Should know better.
One question that I have. The specificity in terms of the federal legislation is going to be promulgated by regulation. Regulation will be promulgated by the FDA, I imagine. With all law written in a way that those regulations, when they are finalized, become adoptive and become a part of our statute?
Yes.
Okay, it's incorporated by reference?
Yes. If you look at page 4 of the legislation, I have to apologize because I think you got mispaginated a little bit.
Right.
Your drafts, page 4 is...
Oh, right, regulations, the commissioner, okay. It says the commissioner of the department shall promulgate.
Right, that's the Department of Health.
The Department of Health, our Department of Health?
Correct.
But does he promulgate regulations, that promulgate regulations pursuant to the relevant provisions of the federal...
if I could explain.
Yeah, explain that.
What the law requires, what this proposed local law requires, is that the commissioner of health promulgate rules and regulations that are identical to the federal rules and regulations.
Okay, that's what I want. Okay.
So that's one way of doing it. The other way is to leave that out and then to bring the legislation back when the FDA does finally promulgate rules and incorporate into the legislation.
The legislation committee has been joined by legislators Ryan and Mason.
Oh, I see.
But it wouldn't make sense to leave it and come back because you couldn't do more than the federal...
That's absolutely
does anyway, so you might as well have them just promulgate regulations as they are finalized by the FDA.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, so when the federal regulations are promulgated, why do we need our law at all?
For local enforcement, and that's the only reason.
So who enforces the federal law?
Government. Maybe.
Shouldn't the FBI?
That's a good question.
FBI agents.
They would likely do it on the federal level.
They're not going to do it here.
They're not going to start going through fast food places.
Which is why we would want to have a law.
So then we will not rescind this law once...
That's up to you. It's not written now for a sunset. There's no sunset in this law.
Why would we?
There's no reverse preemption in this law.
Yeah. Why would we?
I mean, you could pass a new law that says so you don't avoid the confusion and say the Department of Health is authorized to enforce the federal rules and federal legislation and FDA rules.
Can the Department of Health be deputized to enforce a federal statute?
That's a good question.
The federal law permits the states on notice to the federal
on
government
notice,
to
exactly,
enforce
yeah.
the federal law.
Yeah, but but as we know, our state health department often tries to get the local health departments to enforce.
Right.
We had that other, what was that other law we had that the state was trying to get us to enforce, and it was too costly because they don't pay us enough.
PBS, petroleum.
Thank you. No, there was another law that we discussed.
I think the best
Was Tanning? Yeah.
The best approach is to have mirror legislation.
Yeah, which just
so
is
that,
now.
So that, the, I mean, if it's an important issue, and we know for a fact that it's impractical to expect the federal government to enforce it here. And so it probably makes sense in what we're doing in terms of having, you know, since you have a department already, but have them under the county law, which is identical to the federal law, have that authority to enforce.
Yeah, I remember when it was the herbal cigarettes. The commissioner told us that we enforce the state law. It's a state law. So many times if the state law is similar to ours, we get the power to enforce it from the state, but there's no comparable federal.
Yeah, it has to be an Enabling Act,
but
though,
there's no federal, no comparable federal.
Yeah.
Any other discussion?
Motion to adjourn.
Do we have a motion?
I think Gordon made the motion.
Judy
took the motion.
Gordon took credit for it.
Either way.
Gordon is fine. I'll second Gordon's motion.
All in
favor?
I'll
second
that.
Community services. Motion by Legislator Williams. Seconded by. Community services.
Call. I'm not community services.
Vote.
Heads.
Tails. You owe me a quarter.
Okay.
Can you make the motion, please?
I did.
Okay.
Whatever it was, I did.
Oh, we adjourned. Oh, that was an adjourned motion?
Yeah.
I'm way behind. Now, way behind.
You proposed
that. Oh, wait a minute before we adjourn.
Does this go on to tonight's?
You need a public hearing on this?
Sure.
Oh, how ridiculous.
We
did
minutes.
Oh, do we really?
Yeah, it's a new law.
A new law.
Oh, my gosh. Can we set a public hearing?
Okay.
I would hope so.
Tonight on our agenda?
No, you got to give notice to set a public hearing.
No. That's what we're doing. We vote tonight to set the public hearing, would we not?
Can we put that on?
That's what we can put on tonight.
Yeah, we'll make for the 24th.
We'll set the public hearing tonight.
Yeah. Set. Because we're in time for that, right, Melanie?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, I next keep looking for the clock. There's no clock.
Oh, by the way.
What's the other item?
The other item has to do with home rule request.
For the Children's Museum.
That's for legislation.
This is home rule.
Should we adjourn community service?
Yes, we already did.
That's right. And everybody left here is on.
Oh, here's the meets and bounds.
So this is a request to the state legislature to allow the county of Westchester to lease the parts of the bathhouse to. Authorize and empower to lease the Westchester Children's Museum for a term not in excess of 30 years, the parklands described in Section 3 of this Act.
Right. This is simply a change, a home rule request to change some language in that specific Act.
Okay, the Act, so let me
the Act was done in 2003.
And all we're adding is the word Inc.?
We are deleting the word "ink."
We're deleting the word.
And we are changing. There was a typographical error on in the meets and bounds.
Okay.
And it should be.
So we already we're already authorized to lease this property, but not to an ink, and not the property was misdescribed.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, is there a reason why we don't have a committee report?
Well,
some indication of why we're doing this?
Who brought this down?
Committee report is not the right word, but wouldn't we usually have some sort of discussion?
You need a committee report.
Even on a home rule?
Even on a home rule request?
I would think you need some explanation of why you're asking for the home rule request.
It's coming from the chairman of the board.
I'm satisfied with your
Well, okay, the source can be a number of different sources, one of which can be a chairman, but if the committee is going to act ordinarily with most of the things that we act on, we do have a committee report that basically explains in lay terms what it is that we're doing.
Is there any reason this has to be done today without a committee report? Okay, what's the reason?
We can't proceed with legislation without this being done.
We can't proceed.
The other possibility is the legislature may actually do a budget.
But why is there a rush to proceed with our legislation?
Because they can adjourn. Legislature could pass a budget and adjourn, and we'd be sitting there with
right. We have to dot our I's and cross our T's. We didn't. I mean, we've known this has existed. We didn't know about the ink, but we knew about the meets and bounds problem. 2 years ago, I believe, it was noted that there was a typo, but there was no reason to fix it.
Well, what's the reason to fix it now?
Because we are drafting some legislation that would allow us to lease this property.
Isn't it premature?
I don't believe it is.
Well, I asked for a business plan for the
university. You will get it next Monday. You will get it on Monday, the 14th, in caucus, and I've told the minority leader, Maizano, who has, I assume, gotten in touch with them. They were possibly having them come in at the same time. I don't know. But he's going to bring them into the Republican caucus. Absolutely. So this has nothing to do. All this does is enables us to move forward on just drafting the legislation for the rent.
Drafting legislation to authorize the lease itself? Is that any other comments?
Obviously there is some message that is exists on this cover page entitled Home Rule Request Resolution. Mm-hmm. If you gave this,
you couldn't figure out what the problem was.
To just the average person, you couldn't figure out what this is. So really, it would be a policy. It would be a policy matter that the committee would take up. Do you want to attach to this our report that explains basically why we are, at the time we take this action, why we are taking the action?
Could it be reflected in the minutes?
It could be, yeah, sure.
Sure.
So let the minutes reflect that the reasons for this home rule request is because there were errors in the original legislation that resulted from a similar home rule request,
yes.
In which the word ink was added after Westchester Children's Museum when it was not appropriate. They're not an ink, I guess.
They are an educational corporation.
In the materials before us, I just did a quick look through. Could somebody just draw our attention specifically to where the change is?
On the first page.
Page one? Okay.
Yeah, you look at paragraph one. Mm-hmm. There's two section ones.
Right.
The fourth line, the word ink is in brackets.
I see, I missed that. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know about the meets and
bounds. Line eight.
Is the meets and bounds on page two, on line, if I got this right, 48, the number 21 degrees is underlined. Is that what was missing?
No, I think it's the 41.
41 is out, the 21 is in. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only change I can see.
Yeah. I think somebody hit a 4 instead of a 2.
Or was get the glazed over.
If anyone has any interest in the map to which they are referring, it's hanging in my office.
All right.
Ever tried typing the meets and bounds?
Do we have a motion?
Well,
no, we don't have a motion.
We can go through a motion and a second, but I know in discussion, I just have one comment.
Go ahead, John.
I know for a number of years, it's been an open question here still as to whether or not the board has actually decided to move forward with this. And I, quite honestly, I haven't had the benefit of a discussion with all of the members of the legislature today on it, but I don't know whether or not there is a majority on this board that is prepared to do this. Bill might have mentioned a moment ago, is this a little premature? You did, John. I think that I think the bigger question is whether or not we're moving forward with the idea of being involved with the Children's Museum at this particular site.
At this particular time.
What we are drafting currently, or want to draft, would be the topic of discussion for whether this building could be rented to the Westchester Children's Museum. But when we started to look into having that legislation drafted, it was pointed out that we have an incorrect, whatever this thing is called, an incorrect document for the home. This is incorrect because there were the two typos. And the word incorporated. And therefore, we would have to get this fixed before any legislation could even be drafted. No pen to paper even until we did this. So we thought, well, then let's get this done.
the next step will be then getting legislation drafted and starting the huge, and I assume it will be a very large discussion. And we do have the Children's Museum set to come in next Monday to speak to their business plan and at make basically making their request and their rationale behind their request.
Judy, has anybody spoken with the players, with the new county executive and his prior indication that maybe Playland wouldn't be run
yes,
the I same d- way?
Yes.
Would the people who are running the museum, would they still be open-minded to being in that place if a Playland
I believe
didn't
they
exist?
View, yes, I believe they would be. I believe they're viewing this as a site. And that's a good question to ask them also when they come into your caucus.
I'm not going to be there, but maybe if they come to our caucus, I'll ask that.
Right.
Because the Playland
my understanding
is going to change.
Yes, it is a standalone as well as the business sale, the business rationale for how it could benefit Playland has a number of points, one of which is it would, they believe, bring in a net extra kind of visitor to Playland. Groups
it
that
might benefit them more than if Playland was still open, that more people would be able to
they believe they
there.
Can have a standalone, and they believe that, and they have the numbers to show that, plus they believe they could actually benefit Playland in whatever shape or form it become, you know, whatever happens to Playland, because they would be bringing in people who might never set foot in Playland.
Just curious. I'm glad that at least somebody is. Well,
oh yeah,
and even if it's the amusement
they're
park,
not viewing themselves as tied to Playland. And amusement park.
Even if the amusement park were there, were not there, it would still be a county park. I mean,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah, you can't do anything about that.
Exactly, and therefore the rationale would become great. We are bringing even more people into the park. I mean, you know, I think they view themselves as a standalone.
So I don't understand we're doing this without prejudice to.
No, it should not have any. Exactly.
I
believe the administration said they just wanted not to. I mean, my understanding was that they said they were not in any place to make a decision yet until they knew what they were doing with Playland. I believe this group feels they do not need the amusement park to exist.
Any other comments?
This. Just looking, I mean, what we have here is there's a defect, an omission, I guess, in a chapter law that was passed by the state legislature in 2003.
Those typos.
Yeah. So it's just an omission.
Housekeeping.
I think that whoever is suggesting that this particular thing needs to be corrected before this board takes up the issue as to whether or not we're going to be involved with the Children's Museum at this particular site. I would question that. So I don't know where that comes from in Albany.
It didn't come from Albany. It came from us. It came from the administration. Law department. When we asked
they
for a legislation, they said, can't do, not until you fix these things. They're incorrect.
Okay. So actually, they can deliver legislation to us. We can't pass it and have it effective unless there's a state law that is prepared to take the situation that we're going to present to them when we take action.
And I guess so they didn't want to even develop it until
they should go ahead and develop the proposal so we can fully understand what it is that that the legislation says. I just think that
it's not as unnecessary work.
I think you're right. I think if you asked for that, I think that that's something that at least the proposal needs to be in a shape where we can read and see it and digest
that
it.
That will be. Oh, for and, sure. And I think it'll be lengthy discussions.
And I think that one of the problems that we've run into, and I don't want to speak for any other member of the legislature, but I can tell you, As chairman for 6 years during the period of time when this was developing, I know that members of our board did discuss with me the fact that although they did not have a problem with the concept of a children's museum, some had a problem with its location here. And as we never sat down as a board to resolve where we were as a majority on this issue, I would think that for someone to come in now and cast a vote, which in effect kind of reaffirms a position that we're prepared to lease this property there, a very specific location, to the Children's Museum for that purpose, I would see where some of the people on the board today may have a problem with doing that, because they say, I'm not interested in using that property for that.
But law says we can't even develop the legislation until we... I mean, it's sort of...
No, that's not the case.
We did.
We have counsel here? Anybody from law?
No, they left. No. But that was the whole reason. See, we went back to them and said, come on. Let's do it together then. Let's put... No, you have to have this settled first.
We can develop the legislation. They are our attorneys. We can call on them to develop the legislation. The critical action is our acting on it. Mm-hmm. Our passage of that legislation. If they took a day and a half and developed legislation for us and gave it to us, it's no skin off their teeth. But what would be critical is, did we then pass something that requires that this not read just museum, it reads Museum Inc. And if that was the case...
I think it has to do with the fact that when it says Inc., it's not an educational facility, and they have been chartered as an educational facility. Mm-hmm. And that's why that's what they said. That's why we had to get rid of the Inc.
You're deleting that, right?
Just doing what they said we needed to do before we could even get legislation developed. Okay. And then they said, and by the way, your meets and bounds have a typo in them.
Mm. All right.
And said, okay, we'll take the legislation.
That is your motion.
And we'll ask for a home rule request.
Is your motion?
Yes, I'd love to move this.
Without prejudice to anybody's ultimate views as to whether...
Right, just let's clean this part up so we can at least...
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. We have 2 sets of minutes for legislation.
I would just as a follow-up, I would ask Judy, be vigorous in your pursuit, or the committee can help her. I think... They need to understand that they needed to deliver legislation to us, regardless of what the administration's position might be on it, or regardless of what some legislators may feel about it. If the request is made for legislation, draft it, get it to us so we have something that represents subject matter that we're considering and debating. They need to understand they have a role, and they have to fulfill that role. Okay. For them to say, well, no, not until, that just isn't how it works.
Okay.
They shouldn't have denied you that.
Okay, so can we have a motion to approve the minutes of April 26th and May 24th? Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Oh, before we adjourn, quickly, we did get legislator Alfreda Williams, and I did get a letter from Shelley Mayer advising that the tanning bill that we supported has voted out of the Senate Committee on Health and is in the Committee on Codes.
Well,
all right. Motion to
adjourn. Wait, can I just have one last question?
Yeah.
So this home rule request that we've just voted out. Does this have a county executive signature on it?
So,
it's BOL. Well,
there was one that I put through at the very beginning when I was first here, and we had a car idling downstairs, and it had to be run straight up to Albany. Remember that one?
Yes.
And we were not waiting for Kennedy.
There's no car waiting.
Good. Well, then that's best time.
That was the affordable housing project. I think it was.
Probably did. We violated our own law.
Yeah, we probably violated our own law. But
you know what? I went up to a truck. I'm really not popular in my neighborhood anymore. I decided. I went up to a truck across the street from my house that was.